It is Post Cereals, sending it all to you from here in Brooklyn. You know the famous Post Cereals? Post Toasters, Post Grape Nuts, Grape Nuts Flakes, Post Raisin Bran, 40% Bran Flakes, Post Tins, and the newest is Post Sugar Crisp. Jorgensen, who hits the mixes at third, goes to third. Don Newcomb comes on to be the pitcher and will pitch to the top of the order. Jethro, as we move into the eighth inning. Newcomb, big right-hander. Been home with an ailing arm. Manager Shotton sent him home from Chicago. When he found he couldn't pitch, said, okay, go home and get a complete rest. You can't rest around the ball club. So Newcomb's on the mound. The Phillies knock off the Giants 7-1 to tighten their hold in first place in the National League. It's a 2-2 tie between the Pirates and the Cubs at the end of six. Cincinnati is at St. Louis tonight. In the American League, the Yankees at the end of 2.5 lead the Athletics 4-0 on Ed Barra Day. Washington has come up with 4 runs in the 7th and tied the Red Sox at 4-4, and the Red Sox are now back in the 8th inning, 4-4 tie. Chicago at Cleveland, White Sox 2 and the Cleveland Indians 1. Cleveland at bat in the 7th inning. Newcomb's got a couple more pitches to throw, so what do you say that we pause briefly for station identification? Sam Jethro, who burned up the woods with Montreal in the National League last year. Switch hitter, batting left-handed. Sam, of course, is the first Negro player in the history of the Braves. Boy, he's been some ball player for him. Most hits in the league, 33. 5 of them, home runs. Swings at a high foul ball. Bruce Edwards, the catcher, coming back. He's under it. He's got it. Out. One gone, beginning of the eighth. Brook in infield is now Hodges at first base, Robinson at second. Billy Cox is playing short, and the third baseman is Johnny Jorgensen. First time Johnny has been able to wear a glove this year in a game. Earl Torgerson, one hit for 3 at bats. Swings and hits a ground ball slowly toward second. Robinson's up, close to first. Just in time, the caller comes out. The patient, Carlo Jordan, giving it the thumb. Nice play by Robbie. Now, Bob Elliott. Third baseman has 2-line singles that are 4 times up. Right-handed Newcomb kicks, throws, fastball inside. Newcomb is fast. If he's ready to pitch again, some of the Brooklyn pitching problems may be solved. After all, you don't go very far when you ace. He's not even with you, back home resting his arm. The Braves here tomorrow, 12,000 seats, all prices. Throw, swung on a ground ball down to third. Jorgensen up with it. Fires over to first base in time. Elliott is fired, and Newcomb puts the side down 1-2-3, which in itself is encouraging. 9-2, over the Braves. Talking about Brooklyn pitchers, did you know that the Dodger pitching staff gave up fewer hits than any other National League pitching staff last season? You didn't? It's a fact. And that's just one interesting fact out of thousands that you'll discover in the 1950 Dodger yearbook. You'll see personal write-ups and statistics on every man on the roster. Pictures and dimensions of every National League ballpark. All kinds of exciting, interesting information. That's what you'll get in the new Dodger yearbook, if you get your copy. And to get your copy, just mail a box top from any Post cereal package or the front panel of a Sugar Crisp bag, plus a quarter, to Dodger yearbook, box 79, Brooklyn 1, New York. Remember, this is the same book that costs 50 cents at Ebbets Field. But you get it for only 25 cents. Just the box top from any post cereal package or the front panel of a cigarette bag. So write to Dodger Yearbook, Box 79, Brooklyn 1, New York, and be sure to give your own name and address, yeah? Robinson, first up, last of the eighth. Right hand evicted, delivers, curve outside, all right. Two Boston. Victor with a 7-run lead delivers. Robinson hits the deep short. Carr is up. The shortstop throw is in time, and Robbie is out by a step. One up, one away. After the eight. Carl Ferrello was involved in a very pivotal turn of the game when, in the first inning, with the Braves leading 1-0, Victor with one out walked three straight dodgers. Then he induced Ferrello to look at a third strike. Ball swings, there's a high foul ball. There's catcher Walker Cooper coming back, getting under it. And takes it. Takes up to the easy for out number two. Who are gone last of the eighth. Hodges, who has one hit, an infield stretch single. Hodges have only two hits. Hodges batting 311. Wind continues blowing out toward left. Fine crowd. Lots of sunshine here at Ebbets Field. Curve over. Call strike. Billy Lowe's, boy from Queens, out here on Long Island warming up for the Dodgers. Put a ball in under the chin. 1-1. Lowe's is a bonus player and has to be Brooklyn this year unless the Dodgers wish to take their chances of losing him at waivers. 1-1 pitch. 1-1 foul back. 1-2. Newcomb pitched a very good inning. He showed manager shot in something. Needed just a little work, a little tuning up. One and two pitch, curve swung on and tapped foul outside first base. Tomorrow's game on Sunday is 2 o'clock. For those of you out and around the country listening in on our coast-to-coast broadcast, in addition to our local one here in New York, there is a New York State Sunday law that no athletic event, whether it's a baseball game or not, any athletic event cannot start before 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. One and two pitch. Curve swung on and hit high out of the short right center field. Second baseman Sisti back under it, and he's got it. So the Dodgers go down routinely enough, rather docilely in fact. 1-2-3, last of the eighth. And Bickford regained his mastery. So at the end of eight, it is 9-2 in favor of the Braves. In the American League, at the end of three innings, it's the Yankees 5 and the Athletics nothing. The Yankees, Bauer and Brown have hit home runs. The A's, Wise, Shive, and Fowler have been... Newcomb going out to the mound to pitch the ninth inning. At the end of eight innings, the Boston Red Sox are leading Washington 5-1. And Dobson is pitching in the ninth inning, trying to get Washington out of there and save the one-run lead. Sid Hudson gone all the way for Washington. Straub started for Boston, Masterson in the seventh, when Washington got four runs to tie it, and Dobson has come on in the ninth. Ted Williams and Walt Dropo have hit home runs for the Red Sox. At the end of seven innings, it's a 2-2 tie between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Kane pitching for Chicago. Feller went the first seven innings and hit a home run for Cleveland, and Flores is pitching in the eighth. For the Browns of Detroit, Garver will go for the Brownies and Trucks for the Tigers. Final score in the National League. The Phillies up there in first place. 7 runs, 7 hits, and no errors behind Kurt Simmons, his fourth win against one setback. For the Giants, a run, only 3 hits of Simmons, no errors. Carslow, Magley, and Higbee from New York, and Carslow, the starter, was the loser. At the end of 6.5 innings, a 2-2 tie between the Pirates and the Cubs. And the Reds play St. Louis tonight, and that's that. You're 9-2, Braves leading, here at Brooklyn, and Sid Gordon up, and Newcomb pitches him high for ball one. Gordon has one hit for two official at bats. There's two walks. Strong, stocky right-hand hitter, takes high inside, ball two. Sid is 270. Ball, curveball high inside, and it is ball three. 3-0. Newcomb is big, about 6'5", 235 pounds. And he's bigger than the side of a house. Throws, all four. And Gordon picks up his third walk this afternoon. Braves now had a half a dozen free passes given to them, and Bickford has walked six of the Dodgers. The odd thing about Bickford is he's been wild in two spurts. He walked three straight in the first inning and three straight again in the seventh. Will Marshall has had a single and a triple. A ten hitter. Ball strike. Keep him off the hands. Marshall hitting 272. I feel good, right? Pitch swung on. A high pop fly. Deep back to third. It may be trouble. It is in there for a base hit. It's in there for a single. Schubert running over as fast as he could. Just a step away. But got the ball on the bounce. The ball dropped about 5 feet fair. Deep back to third base. Wide into short left field. Single for Marshall. Swinging later on an outside pitch and dunked her in there. Newcomb's third hit today. Number one off Newcomb. Well, the Braves are leading 9-2. They're just to soon open the gap. Big Cooper, the catcher, up. Puts a curve inside. Walker Cooper. One for four. Got a base hit. Line double his last trip. Hatfield toward left. Cooper swings it. Drives on deep to the right center field. It's way out there. And it is in the center field, lower center field stands for a big home run for Cooper. Run of the year, and his second straight hit for the Braves, and it makes it now 12-2 in favor of Boston. And it's a case of the Sugar Crisp to the Walker Cooper household. Yes, sir. So he banged that one deep in a lower right center field stand, right back on the sign where it says 376 feet. Three rows of seats in there. He hung it in. Nobody out, three runs home. Braves have widened the gap even more. Well, they really had their hitting shoes on. And Sid's sister stepping in. Had no hit today. Cuts and fouls this one in the lower first base stand. Now, Newcomb was really jarred. His home run hurt you. Cooper knocked in five runs today in his debut with the Braves. Fastball over for a ball, second strike. Hatfield round toward left. Throw, swung on and missed. Third ball. Strike three. So Sibby has had a rather rough afternoon. He struck out twice. He's gone 0-4, got on once for the walk, and he's made an error. Buddy Carr has two hits for four at bats. Locked in a run. Was in 190. He's struggling to get that average up to above 200. In fact, one pitch in for me. Ball one. Billy Lowe's continues throwing down the Brooklyn bullpen. For Boston. The big Koopa really putting a big one in the center field stands. 12, the Dodgers 2. Ball strike on the outside. 1-1. Imagine Southworth now is very pleased to have this big Koopa with him. Put that ball up there and catch it. Now he traded him a couple days ago for Ryan. Curve, one side, ball two. Two balls, one strike. The Newcomb, who went along swimmingly in the eighth inning, got wet in the ninth. Two-one pitch, swung on, a line drive, right to center field. Carr coming up for his third hit. That one would have knocked the horns off Big Don if he'd had any. So, line single. Right over the pitcher's head, right to center field. And Vern Bickford, been a rich man all afternoon. He's been on the sunny side of the street. Yes, sir. Going after his year's first win. He's got a 10-run lead now here in the ninth inning. Dodgers looking for the bunt. He tries it, misses. Why would you have the pitcher bunt with one out and a man on first in the ninth? Well, because he might go out and not move the man from first, so he might waste him. Or he might, if you allow him to swing, hit into a double play, even worse. You bunt him, at least he gets him out of the out. There's a bunt. Newcomb off the mound, fields it. Throw goes to first base. Bickford is out, a sacrifice. Sacrifice of himself, and so giving up the second out, which they figured the pitcher would cost him anyhow. They move Carr into a better scoring position at second base. It's a matter of percentage. If you're one place, then get another better place. Sam Jethro has one hit, home run. Dead in the fifth inning. Switch hitter batting left-handed. Hitting at 344. He's a rookie, of course. Montreal last year. Swings and has a high foul into the third base stand. The ball is one strike. Jethro is extremely quick. He's a very slender fella. Looks almost bony. Well, he can run. And running, he makes it look easy. There's a lot of talk about the league about who can outrun the other in 100 yards. Jethro or Bobby Thompson of the New York Giants. Jethro swings out, swings all the way around. The ball's too straight. Two gone, third, second. 12-2, favor the Braves. A lot of people think that Jethro is the fastest fellow in Spike Shoe. Leo DeRocha and the Giants, they say that Bobby Thompson can outrun anybody in baseball at 100 yards. Someday they may match it. I want to see it. Duke's pitch swung on and missed. Strike three, and Jethro stuck out on a curveball in at the hand. Three run, Big Koopa following a walk and a single, but blasting one. Three hits, one man left. Now it's time for the ninth coming about. We'll soon have a decision. You know what it is. It's now 12-2 in favor of the Braves. The Three Ways Wonderful. That's Post Sugar Crisp, a marvelous new cereal that's made from wholesome puff wheat with a delightful coating of sugar and honey. Folks, just let me tell you, it's just fun to eat any one of three ways. At breakfast, pour Sugar Crisp in your cereal bowl and just add milk and cream. And then you can skip the sugar because this exciting new cereal is just sweet enough. For snacks in between meals is perfect too. And third, you just eat it right out of the bag like candy. Anytime, anywhere. Now, for example, you could be nibbling it right now while you're listening in. Yes, there's a cereal. It's dandy. For snacks, it's handy. Or eat it like candy. Look for Post Sugar Crisp in the red, white, and blue cellophane bag at your grocery. Try it real soon, yeah? And the Post folks, hope you're enjoying this ball game. We'll have another one for you next Saturday. Glad we got you down. There's Billy Cox, who singled his last time up. which was the first real hit off Bickford, the second hit off Bickford. He's only given up two, and for Cox, it's his only hit this year out of seven official at-bats. Swings as a ground ball down to short. Buddy Carr charges up with it, fires to first, and that's all for Cox. One up and one gone. Last half of the night. Bruce Edwards marching up there with the lumber, and Jim Russell, who came to the Dodgers from the Braves, is going over to the bat rack, apparently to hit for Newcomb. Don pitched the last two innings in all three of the Brooklyn pitches. First happened in Bankia, then Newcomb. All were scored on. Edwards fouls this pitch back. Bickford moving along rapidly. Van fouling over a scramble for the foul ball. Right-hander deals. There's a high foul close to the first base stand. Still close, and back in amongst the customers. The ball is two strikes. One away, nobody on. Mars game, 2 o'clock, 12,000 seats of all prices available. Pitch is swung on, grounded down to short, caught up with it. Throw to first, in time, as it's out. So Carr is put off the first two. And Russell now reports to the umpire, and here's the announcement. It's authorized by the plate umpire. You know, if you give the umpire the wrong player, you got to get that player and get him up there. And that happened in the World Series of 36. Which is high outside, ball one. No, 37. In the Yankees and Giants. Pitch high outside, the pinch hitter Russell, ball one. Russell 7 for 34, hitting 206. Switch hitter batting left-handed, takes a ball strike, one and one. Two out. Boston 12. Brooklyn 2. Dodgers have two strikes and one out left. Now it's two balls, one strike. 2-1. Cooper goes out the mound. I remember that World Series game, 37, Harry Gumbert was given to the umpire, and the public address system said Gumbert. But Dick Kaufman came in out of the bullpen, if you recall. So they got Gumbert out the bench, made him pitch to one hitter. As a ball drilled in the right field for a pinch hit single. Third hit for the Dodgers. So Russell comes up with a clean base hit. Number 3 for Brooklyn. Johnny Jorgensen, who was off the 1 for the year, who pinch hit in the 7th inning and drew a base on balls and left with the bases loaded, forced in Brooklyn's first run. First run the Dodgers have scored in 20 innings. Jorgy, left-hand hitter, swings and bounces down to first. Ferguson can't find the ball for a minute, then he does. Steps on the bag for the out and the ball game. So that's all. All on one hit in the last half of the 9th inning. So the Braves win the ball game. The 12 runs, 13 hits and an error on the Dodgers. 2 runs, 3 hits, and for Brooklyn, no error. So that's another scores in a second. But, you know, when it comes to keeping an A1 physical shape, it just wouldn't hurt any of us to take a tip from a championship ball club, the Dodgers. You know, they put a lot of emphasis on the right kind of meals in that training program. You'll find a steady performer, like catcher Roy Campanella, saying this. If you want to do a good job every day, all season long, well, you just have to eat properly. And when you remember Roy's remark, folks, remember this too. You aren't eating properly, and they should eat a good substantial breakfast. One that includes fruit, bread and butter, beverage, and a cereal. That's the kind of nourishment you need to keep you going strong right through the morning. And for the cereal in that better breakfast lineup, pick your favorite Post cereal. All Post cereals are loaded with solid round trip nourishment. Yes, sir. Eat a better breakfast each day with your favorite Post cereal included. In this ball game won by the Braves, 12-2. It's their first win out of three meetings with Brooklyn this year. And for the Dodgers, it gives them a third straight defeat. Patton, of course, is the losing pitcher. His record is now 1-2 for the year, 1-1 with Boston, and lifetime he's come in 5 for the Braves. Bickford wins his first game. He's lost 3. He's now 1-1 with Brooklyn, and lifetime he is 4-1 with the Dodgers. So I think those are about the salient statistics. Paid attendance 19,488, and you couldn't have asked for a nicer day from the weatherman. 12,000 seats of all prices available for tomorrow's game at 2 o'clock. The Braves have now moved right upon the heels of the Dodgers, only 5 percentage points behind them. Now, in the National League, the Phillies tightened their hold on first place by knocking off the Giants 7-1 behind Curt Simmons. At the end of 7.5 innings, the Chicago Cubs at Chicago leading the Pittsburgh Pirates 4-3. Cincinnati plays at St. Louis tonight. In the American League, under 3.5 innings, it's the Yankees 5 and the Athletics nothing. At the end of 8 innings, the Boston Red Sox 5 and the Washington Senators 4. Washington will bat in the 9th inning. Cleveland and Chicago are tied at 2-2 with the Indians at home and at bat in the 8th inning. And the flash has just come in that Clark in the 8th inning has hit a home run for Cleveland, so the Indians go out ahead for the first time this afternoon. Garver and Trucks are the starting pitchers, St. Louis and Detroit. The fans, that's it. Once again, the Braves 12 and the Dodgers 2. So, as far as the New York folks are concerned, Connie Desmond, Ben Scully, and the old redhead will be back tomorrow afternoon. And as far as you folks on the network are concerned, why, we got a date with you when the Pittsburgh Pirates are going to be here this next Saturday. Coming up. And it's been fun bringing you this one for Pope Serios, and we hope you enjoyed it. And if you have, remember that you say thanks every time you bring home a package of any one of the famous Post cereals. Post Toasties, Post Grape Nuts and Grape Nuts Flakes, Post Raisin Bran, 40% Bran Flakes, or Post Tens. Say, if you're one of the folks who haven't tried Post Sugar Crisp yet, you just be sure to look for the cellophane bag with the three little bears today. Now this is the old redhead, Red Barber, saying so long.